simple this is.
Tell me what you're not to want. Cause I can leave without you. I can leave without you. Oh, tell me, what can I do? Cause I can't live without you. I can't live without you. Oh, tell me, what can I do? Cause I can't live without you. Can't live without you. Oh, tell me, what can I do? I can't live without you. So here's my heart, here's my mind. I give you my soul, Lord. I need you to take control. Cause I try to go, try it on my own. But what I found is I can't make it on my own.
Thank you.
Somebody ought to praise him right there. Come on. Somebody ought to thank him right there. Come on. Right down your couch. Come on. Right down your living room. Come on. Father God, we thank you right now, and we come before you as humbly as we know how. God, I just thank you for your presence, Lord, in this place and in the place of every listener, oh God. God, I'm so ever grateful that you would have them tune in, oh God, to hear words to encourage their souls, oh God. Lift their spirits, oh God. Catapult them into their next phase and next dimension of life, oh God. Let all the broken hearts be mended right now in the name of Jesus. Let the weak say that I am strong. Let the poor say that I am wealthy, and even in my soul I'm wealthy. Oh God, we thank you for the blood, oh God. We thank you, Jesus, for the finished work on Calvary. Oh God, we don't lift nothing above your name, oh God. Holy Spirit, we thank you in this hour. We're so ever gracious for you to guide and lead us, oh God. Lead us in all truth and all righteousness, oh God. As we may prosper, God, let our souls with all things prosper, oh God. Let us prosper in your word, oh God. Let us shine in your walk, oh God. Let us be truthful in our talk, oh God. And when we think about the goodness of who you are, oh God, Lord, and what you've done in our lives, oh God, our souls cry out, yes, oh God. Our souls cry out, yes, oh God. Prepare every mind, heart, soul, and spirit on tonight, oh God. Every young and every season, oh God. Holy Spirit, go forth right now across the nations. All those that are tuned in, God, on the telephone, oh God, and through the internet, oh God. Touch them right now, God. And above all, let the peace that surpasses all understanding keep their minds and their heart right before you. And God, we give you the honor, the praise, and the glory that's only due your name. And if you hear me say this with me, amen, amen, and amen, amen. Hallelujah. If it was just you in your living room, go ahead and give God some praise right now. Don't let God think you need an audience to give him some praise. Don't let God believe you need to be in front of the church to give him some praise. Don't let God need to know that you need your best friend in the house with you to give him some praise. You ought to just clap and praise God because you can hear me right now. Because you can see the screen right now. Because you can have the activity use of your limbs right now. Somebody ought to just holler out. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, you are so grateful. Oh, God. I told y'all I'm like this every week. Glory to God. And I'm so excited about TKD Global Radio and broadcast. Glory to God. Thank you guys for tuning in. Often when I look in this back office, I try to give shots out because I see a whole bunch of area codes I'm not even familiar with. And I realized 2 days ago somebody helped me that these numbers I see that has no area code, you guys are calling in from Africa. So let me give a big shout out to all my sisters and brothers in Kenya. If you have a different time frame and you are logged in right now, Eastern Standard Time in the United States, I'm sending so much love to you right now, glory to God, in Kenya, in Nigeria, and Bemidji. I love you, my African sisters, glory to God, and I'm so grateful that you are still up this time of morning, amen, to tune in to this broadcast, glory to God. And I'm telling you tonight, God has a word for you, oh, glory to God. DMV, you never let me down. Thank you for tuning in on tonight, glory to God. ATL, Georgia, thank you for tuning in on tonight, oh, God. We have Alabama, California in the house. Thank you for tuning in, oh, God. Ohio, thank you for your faithfulness, oh, God. Alabama, I don't want to miss anybody, but listen, thank you for your faithfulness, glory to God. I also, you know, have my TD Jakes moment soapbox, you know. Because here I am, a girl from, you know, the backwoods of Alabama. Glory to God. And God has just blessed me so. Let me tell y'all something. He has blessed me so that I can't even tell you all right now. And I'm not trying to be religious, because God said, daughter, some things I don't want you to open your mouth to. Just let me unfold it. Glory to God. And I want to prophesy to you right now. Some of you, God is about to unfold some things in your life, and you need to close your mouth. Why? He needs to unfold it. He needs to reveal it. Because folks talked about you when they seen you go through the hell. They gave up on you when they seen you cry. They let you down and drop you and things like that. They talked about you, turned other folks against you. Glory to God. Kicked you out of this place, knocked you out of this place. Glory to God. Got you fired here. Hallelujah. Didn't give you this and stole from you. But God said, if you can just shut your mouth in this season, and not say what he's going to do, but let him unfold and reveal you, you are going to be a testament to his glory. If that's you, you ought to give God some praise right now. Lord, don't worry about your haters. I'm trying to teach y'all to love them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Love your haters like you love your friend, and keep your mouth closed and let God do what he's going to do. Woo! I'm excited. Let's get to it, because I have a woman of God online. And let me tell you guys, you know, I'm so excited about TKD Global Radio and Broadcast, because we have a presence now on the internet, and I give all glory to God. And have people contacting me from literally, I'm not exaggerating, this is not one of those preacher liars, but from around the world. Let me tell you, I'm led by the Holy Spirit, who I have come on. And like I told you guys, you don't have to be a bishop or an apostle or a pastor or doctor or whatever. You know, it's however the Holy Spirit leads. And this young lady I have coming on tonight, you know, I just saw half of one video with her on YouTube. I didn't even watch the whole thing. Immediately, I said, God, I want her on the air. I want her on the air. And Lord, if you can see fit, I would like her on the air this week. I reached out to her, and immediately she answered back. Glory to God. And she's such a great woman of God, and truly walk in the Holy Spirit of the Lord. Oh my God. She truly walks in, because immediately when I told her that, she already had amen in her belly that, you know, this is what the Lord wanted. So I was so excited. I'm like, my God. So, you know, let me tell you, if you're doing something for the kingdom, just keep pressing on. Let me tell you this. Above all, there is nothing you are doing that God don't see nothing. Just keep working for the kingdom. Just keep sowing, amen, and just keep doing what you're doing. Even if man don't validate you, I'm telling you what I know and not what I heard. God sees you. Just keep being faithful and keep doing the right thing. Glory to God. I want to give a few shout-outs, and we're going to let this woman of God, we're just going to let her take us in tonight. I want to give a big shout-out, glory to God, she don't know I'm doing this, to a great sister of mine. Her name is Tish Batney. Glory to God. She's Tish on Facebook. She just had a birthday, and so I want to say happy birthday to my little sis, Tish Batney. I love you, doll. She probably like, no, she didn't shout me out on, you know, this broadcast. Yes, I am. And people from around the world know that Tish just had a birthday. Her name is Tish on Facebook. I love her because she's been so faithful and just so helpful to TKD Global Broadcast and Radio with advertising, things of that nature. And girl, you know, I don't take that lightly. So I pray that you had a blessed birthday. Glory to God. And she is just truly a fireball at this point in her life. I love you. Also, I want to give a big shout out to another sister, elder minister, Lisa Parker. Woo! Listen, y'all need to listen. Okay, because her AKA is Cat Meow. She is the founder of iPoint Magazine. The girl is bad. I mean bad in a good way. She's a professional photographer. You can find her on Facebook, Lissa, last name Parker. And she has these great productions that she put on with poets and things of that nature, and she writes plays and things of that nature. I'm telling you, this queen is definitely anointed. So a big shout-out to Lisa Parker. I want you guys to go to Facebook when we're done with the show. Go to her page and show her some love. If you want some professional photos, she is the person. I mean, girlfriend can just – you may have that one line under your eye, honey, or that space in your teeth. Honey, she would have you looking good, but looking like yourself, but looking good. Glory to God. And she's doing some great things with her magazine. So if you've never been in a magazine and things of that nature, you know, stay on point with what's going on in the kingdom. So a big shout out to Lisa Parker. Find her on Facebook. That's Lissa Parker. And her stage name is Cat Meow, because she's a poet as well. Now, listen, let's get right into this, because I'm excited. The woman of God we are bringing on tonight, Dr. prophetess Septima Williams. I'm praying I'm saying that first name right. Amen. She's a very active in the kingdom, very active in ministry. You know, she's very sought out. Glory to God. She has a genuineness about her. She just has a very unveiledness about the Holy Spirit. This woman of God has a fire about her. I'm telling you, when she speaks, it's that kind of preaching that makes you scratch the side of your head and you have that ugly look on because you just know it's so good. Glory to God. So I want some of you to just help me welcome, amen, she's a new friend of mine. Glory to God. Only, you know, in the natural, but by the Spirit, she's been a sister of mine. Glory to God. Help me welcome Dr. Septima Williams. Glory to God. To TKD Blog, TKD Global Radio and Broadcast. Dr. Williams, how are you tonight?
I am great. What's up, girl? What's up? What's up? What's up?
What's up? What's up? What's up? I am so glad to have you on this show. Well, I tell you what. Go ahead and tell the people a little bit about you right quick before you get into the word. Amen. And we'll let you give some information at the end so we can keep track of you. Glory to God.
Yes, ma'am. I am so delighted. First, I do give honor to God, who is the head of my life. Let me sum up a little bit. You know, we got to get this thing right, Mr. Audience.
That's right. Amen.
We got to make sure that you hear clearly what thus says the Lord tonight.
Amen. Yes, indeed. Amen. Yes, indeed.
But God is still on the throne, and I do bring you greetings from the beautiful city of Moorhead City, North Carolina. I am on the Crystal Coast, and I just thank God for this opportunity to be over the airways. And I know by the Spirit of God that when we leave this airways tonight, that we're going to be changed, we're going to be transformed, and restoration will take place in the lives of God's people. You know, Prophetess Coleman. Whether you know it or not, I've been following you, girlfriend. I've been following you on Facebook. I'm a silent follower sometimes.
That's all right.
I've been following you, and I've been watching what the Lord has been doing through you, and also the Holy Spirit show me what He's going to do through you. As a matter of fact, before I even get into the Word of God, and I'm going to be obedient, I hear another radio station. Thank you, Lord Jesus. That will have your voice on it. I don't know what God is doing with you in the media as far as radio, but get ready. I'm hearing your voice on another station. And so I thank God for this opportunity to even just connect with you in the spirit. And all those under the sound of my voice as well. There's no accident, there's no coincidence that you tune in tonight. And since you tune in, God said He's going to bless your socks off. Amen. He's going to bless you so greatly that even your enemies will have to say what the Lord has done. So I really thank God for that. We are in this season, my brothers and sisters, where we're going to make sure that we are standing on that solid foundation, which is Jesus. You know, most of us under the sound of my voice have been ministering or preaching for a lot of years, and you can say that you're not a novice. But this is the season that God is saying either put up or shut up. Either put up or shut up. What are you saying, prophet? Either you're going to apply the word of God, either you're going to walk this thing out or close the Bible and just sit down in the pews. God says this is the season, that you and I must be mature in His word. I've traveled a lot. I've ministered to a lot of people. And in my view of Christians today, I have never seen so much weak-minded saints. What are you saying, prophetess? They let everything under the sun get under their skin. They walk around with attitudes and grudges and bitterness, but yet they're preaching the word of God. Yet they're laying hands on the sick. Yet they're casting out devils, prophesying. But inside their heart, they have not matured in the things of God. Mind you, God is going to use His glory. He says, out of a hellacious mouth, He will still speak. So God is going to do what He wants to do for His people. But yet, it comes a time that you and I must grow up. Come on, shout, I must grow up.
Come on.
I must grow up in the things of God. I must grow up in the Holy Ghost. If you are not going to ever reach that place called destiny, if you are not going to ever reach that prize of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus, we're going to have to grow up. We're going to have to mature in the things of God. What am I saying? I'm saying to you under the sound of my voice, we're going to have to grow up concerning the enemy. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You know, we can handle when someone gives us a good word, and we can handle when someone pats us on the back, and we can handle when we get accolades or promotion. But I find out that we fall prey when the enemy comes in. Oh, Jesus, hallelujah. It seems like as soon as the enemy throws one job, we're ready to set our tails and run. We're ready to go in our bedrooms and close our blinds and allow the spirit of depression to hit our house. But the devil is a liar. I stop that tonight, not in my mind, but in the power of the Holy Ghost. But after you hear what God says in these scriptures tonight, you're going to mature in the things of God. And you're not going to be tossed to and fro with every wind of doctrine. You're not going to be seduced with one-time words. Oh, God, you're going to be stable in the things of God. You're not going to let the enemy tell you who you're not. You're going to be able to say who you are, even while yet you're going through. Even while yet you might be hurt and discouraged, you will still know that you are mature. Mature only means to be perfected. And perfected only means to be mature. I shared with the foundation my church on Tuesday night, and God has allowed me to bring this message back to you today. But I share on Tuesday night with the foundation here in North Carolina. I said that God doesn't want us to be slaves or children any longer. God says that his desire is for us to be sons. Oh, my God. Because once you and I become sons, then we're able to receive the inheritance. Oh, my God. I'm not hearing you. Oh, God. Once we become sons of God, then it's his legal duty. Listen now. It's his legal duty to pass down our inheritance. But God says that he cannot pass down our inheritance if we are immature. Because we will be like that. We'll be like the rich man that had a son, and remember, he wanted all his portion. He wanted his inheritance right then. And the Bible declares that as soon as his father released the inheritance, this burger, he went out and he party hard. Oh, my God. He forgot to sow into the ministry. He forgot to take care of his household. As immediately as the inheritance was released, he went in town, and he went in. He went in bragging and boasting, and he went in spending all his inheritance. And the Bible said, as soon as the money dried up, he began to live like a pauper. He began to live like Oga. He began to live like a pig. The Bible says he squandered everything. And he had to sleep with the pigs, and he had to eat like the pigs. Why? It's not that God didn't release that inheritance. It's that he wasn't mature enough to handle what God has given him. I stop by to tell you right now, the reason why some of us, and I'm talking about most of that some of us have not received the promises that God has prophetically spoken over our life is because he knew that we wasn't mature enough to handle it. But shout right now, say, God, I'm growing up tonight. Come on, shout right now, say, God, I'm growing up tonight. God, I'm growing up for the blessings that you have for me, that you can pass it down. Oh, God, I'm growing up from the things that the enemy had me bound in. Oh, God, I thank you right now, even before we read the word. Taking the blood of Jesus is against you. We renounce every hidden thing of dishonesty. Oh, God, we bring to light, oh, God, anything that's not like you. We come right now tearing down principalities, rulers, and high places. We come right now in the power of the Holy Ghost, and we set residence over the airways, and we take dominion. God, we say you give us dominion, and we take dominion over the airways, and we command Lucifer right now in the name of Jesus to hang up the phone, to disconnect. Oh, God, because he's not wanted. He's not permitted on this airline. God, I thank you right now that the Holy Ghost is moving. The Holy Ghost is moving in Africa. The Holy Ghost is moving in San Francisco. The Holy Ghost is moving in North Carolina, Alabama, Louisiana, all parts of the world, God. Even as I begin to release my will and let the Holy Ghost take residence, God, I believe that salvation will be the testimony of your people. I believe that restoration, hallelujah, will be their testimony. I believe that deliverance will be their testimony. Healing is their covenant right. Now, God, I release my will under the power of the Holy Ghost. And I ask right now that you would speak according to your will, according to your purpose. Oh, God, you, how can they hear about a preacher? And how can he preach step he be said? How beautiful are the feet of those that bring glad tidings and preach the gospel. God, I thank you right now that you're purifying us, God. You're purifying our hearts, God. And you're cleaning our hands so that we may not sin against you. And God, I thank you right now, God. We thank you for the miracles, signs and wonders. We thank you for total recovery because of this word that will be brought forth in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I feel God in the building. I feel God taking place. I know what he's doing. He said, I will do exploits in this season. But God says, I can't work what I want to work with children. People that don't know their purpose. People that run around and want to play games. Oh, this is the season you and I, we can't play with the Holy Ghost. We can't play with God. We can't play with Jesus. We got to mean what we say. We got to mean what we preach. And we better live what we prophesy. But very quickly, my brothers and sisters, under the sound of my voice, turn your Bibles, if you have it, to the book of Galatians. Galatians chapter 4. If you don't have your Bibles, maybe you're on your mobile app or the internet. I give you a few seconds, amen, to define Galatians, because I want your beautiful eyes tonight. I want your eyes to feast on the Word of God. I found out, I love to hear, but I found out when I put my eyes on the Scripture, it comes alive. Thank you, Lord Jesus. It jumps in my spirit. It's good when you and I can read the Word of God. Why he dividing the Word of truth? Study to show myself approved unto God. Rightly dividing the Word of truth. And the only way you and I can rightly divide this Word of God, we're going to have to read it. We're going to have to put our eyes. Oh, yes, there comes some times when we can't open up our Bible. You know, and maybe we have to hear through the means of radio like we're doing now. Amen. But there comes a time, amen, that you're going to have to put some time in, and you have to take your little holy fingers, my God, and search the Scriptures. And while you're searching the Scriptures, the Holy Ghost can reveal you things you know not of. Oh, God, he can show you those deep things that are hidden in the Word of God. So I admonish you, some of you right now, get back to your studying time. I hear you, Holy Ghost. Oh, you've been so busy, and maybe it's your job, or maybe it's your children, but you've been so busy that you've been neglecting your studying time. I'm speaking prophetically to somebody. There was a time that you wouldn't walk out of the house without picking up the Bible and having the devotion time. But God says, get back to the devotion time, because it's in that time that he reveals the secret to you. It's during that time of devotion, amen, he prepares you, oh God, for the day. It's during that time of devotion, he builds you up so that when the enemy comes and admire you, I'm not here to bust your bubble. I don't care how long you've been preaching and prophesying. I don't care how beautiful you are. The enemy is going to come at you. The Bible says immediately. Immediately means right now. It doesn't mean 5 minutes from now. It doesn't mean 10 minutes. Immediately means right now. It's recorded in the Bible that the Bible says. Immediately, as soon as the word of God is sown in your heart, immediately, the devil comes to steal back with his song. But I stop by to let you know in the name of Jesus, the devil's not going to steal anything that God will sow into your heart tonight. You're sealed with the promise that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. God says, I'm sealing you tonight. And tonight you're going to grow up in him so that he can bless you. I'm pretty sure now everybody must have the book of Galatians, Galatians chapter 4. And let me just go on to show you very briefly to describe Galatians. Paul, the Apostle Paul, one of the 12 apostles, amen, he is addressing the church at Galatia, the Galatians. And mind you, these are not wet behind, oh God's sake. These are not newborn babies, not knowing the things of God. He is addressing people that should be growing and maturing in the things of God by now. He's not talking to a baby that needs to be filled with a bottle. He's coming to address faith that shouldn't be spoon-fed, that know how to take, oh God, that can grab the word of God and use it right. Paul was very disturbed, mind you, because he felt that everything that he imparted in these people was not being manifested. Have you ever felt, come on here, that the labor that you've been doing and the time that you have spent with people and the time that you prayed and fasted for people, have you ever felt that we're looking at their lives and their lives are not lining up with what you put in their heart? Didn't it make you feel like your labor was in vain? Oh, my God. Have you ever felt like that what you were doing for the Lord was worthless, like nobody received it, like nobody respected it? Oh, my God. This is how this man of God felt at this particular time. Because he didn't come to Galatia, amen, to pat them on the back and give them certificates like you do in the body of Christ. You know, when people do good, and when they do, when they reach another level, you know, we like to show our appreciation. So we might have an appreciation service. Come on here. We might have a new member orientation service. But we find ways to show appreciation. Mind you, Paul didn't come to Galatia to give them accolades. He came to give them a rebuke. He came to chastise them. Because the Bible says, mind you, that if we be without chastisement, that we are bastards. That we're not his. So Paul came to the church to remind them who they are. And God said, the prophetess, me, to come over these airways to remind you who you are. You are a mature saint. You are perfect in his word. My God, don't let the enemy, don't let the trials, oh God, don't let the darts that are coming your way, don't let people, don't let circumstances, don't let your atmosphere cause you to revert back to childlike manners. Because once we revert back to childlike manners, God cannot trust us. So in the book of Galatians, got about 15 or 20 more minutes, and I'm going to prophesy and speak destiny to some of you. But the book of Galatians, beginning at the first chapter. No, thank you, Holy Ghost. Let's start at the third chapter, but let's begin at the 26th verse. Now, tonight I am coming from the Life Application Study Bible, the NIV version. Normally, I do minister from the King James version, but how many know you have to be ready, hallelujah, to use whatever that's available. Amen? Amen. We just got to make sure that we're filled with the Holy Ghost and we're prepared for whatever tune that the Holy Ghost gives us, we're able to minister from it. So tonight I am coming from the NIV version, and I'm coming from the third chapter, beginning at the 26th verse. And the word of God reads, you are sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourself with Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, slave nor free, male nor female, for you are all one in Christ. Look at that. God is telling you and I, when he looks at you and when he looks at me, he does not see anything different. Ah, Ramashikora. When he looks at you and he looks at me, and if you're saved, he sees himself. Thank you, God. Ain't you glad that when God looks at you, he doesn't look at your sin, he doesn't look at your failure, but he sees himself in you. Oh, God, I thank God right now that when he looks upon his status, he sees himself. But the Bible says that there's no difference. There's no male or female. There's no black or white. There's no tall or short. There's no fat or big. God said that we are one in his sight in the body of Christ. I hear you, Holy Ghost. God is setting us up to be blessed tonight. I hear you, God. And then he said this, the 29th verse. If you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to his promise. Let me say it to you one more time, because mind you, he says if. If means it might be true and it might not. If means a possibility. If means maybe, but I'm not sure. Look at that. The way God says, if. Oh, my God. Are y'all getting this here? He says, if you be in Christ. Come on here. And then he says this here. He says, according to the promise that has been passed down. It's recorded that God told Abraham. He said, look, Abraham, look at here. I'm about to bless you. But not only am I about to bless you and your household in this present era, but God says the blessings that I'm going to give you, it's going to be passed down from generation to generation. Oh, God. God says I'm going to bless your seed and your seed's seed. And anybody that is born of Christ, God says I'm about to bless them. God says there's an inheritance to those that are in Christ Jesus. Oh, Rabbi Shikura. It's so much more than salvation when we receive Jesus. Oh, come on here. Hallelujah. Salvation is the first gift that we receive, my God, when we receive Jesus into our life. Salvation is a sure promise that heaven is our home. Come on here. But then there's another promise that comes when we receive Jesus as our Lord and Savior. And that promise is we become Abraham's seed. And since we become Abraham's seed, there is an inheritance with your name on it that belongs to you, because you and I are now engrafted into the body of Christ. My God. And God said he is trying to get his leaders to tell his people it's so much more in Christ. It's so much more in Jesus. Oh, God. In Jesus, we breathe, we move, we have our being. But it's so much more. There's prosperity. There's an inheritance that was not made with corruptible hands, but was made with incorruptible hands. There's an inheritance that God was to release right now to his people, but he cannot release it to us if we're not able to handle it. Jesus. My God. Come on, once again, say, God, I'm growing up right now. I'm growing up right now. I don't want to wait until 2016. I don't want to wait until 2017. God, I even want to wait until next week. God, since I grow up right now, I know right now I am a recipient of the inheritance. That means since I'm growing up now, right now, right now, I can receive my inheritance. Thank you, Lord Jesus. That's the promise. But then Paul goes on to say, and now we're going in into the fourth verse, the fourth chapter, rather. He says, what am I saying is that as long as the heir is a child, listen now. He is no different from a slave. There's some of you didn't get this revelation until tonight. But you know what Paul is saying? He is addressing the saints of God. He says, what I am saying is that as long as you talk like a child, live like a child, child. He says, you're no different than a slave. And the definition of a slave is someone that is bound, someone that is made to stay in one position. Oh, God. Someone that isn't allowed to make his or her own decisions. Being a slave means someone, oh God, has to be ruler over you. Someone is giving you directions. Someone is giving you instructions without you volunteer, without your input. To be in slavery means that you are in a position where you cannot move on your own. So Paul is saying to you and I tonight, amen, before I preach this to you, amen, because some of you want to preach.
Amen.
But God says that if you act like a child, if you continue to act like a child in his kingdom, then you're no different than a slave. And although he owns the whole estate, although he owns the whole estate, he is subject to guardians and trustees until the time set by his father. That's what a child is. Even though my children are left in my will, and even though if I were to go on to glory, amen, my children would be left with everything that belongs to me. Now, I don't have to die for my children to have ownership of it because it's already been written in the will. And how do you know that once you write a will and once that lawyer or the notary public signs that will, hallelujah, has come into fruition? That will cannot be changed unless the person, amen, that wrote the will would change the will. So as soon as I put Joshua Williams, Alicia Williams, and Jonathan's name on that paper, and that lawyer recorded it, my kids became owners of my estate. Thank you, Lord Jesus. It doesn't mean that they're ready and able to take over the ministry or to take over the finances. All it is secure to let them know that they have ownership of my estate. And that's what God is saying to the Apostle Paul. God says, yes, I've given you an inheritance, but it doesn't mean that you're ready to receive it.
Jesus.
This is good to me.
This is good to me.
And so Paul is saying, you're in bondage, even though you're rich, and you're acting like you're poor. Even though you're free, you're still acting like you're bound and tied up. So then he goes on to say the third verse. So also, when we were children, we were in slavery under the basic principles of the world. But when the time had fully come, God sent his son, born of a woman, born under the law, and y'all know who she was, that was Mary. And the Bible says that the Holy Spirit came upon her, and he placed a seed, an incorruptible seed, into her womb, and she brought forth Jesus, Emmanuel, the Savior of the world. But when the time had fully come, God sent his son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those under the law, that we might receive,
listen now, that we might receive
the full right of sons. What am I saying? It's great to be saved. Oh my God. It's so wonderful to be a friend of God. It's so wonderful to be a servant of God. It's so great to be a co-laborer, a disciple. But in order to receive the blessings that make it rich and add it no sorrow, we must become sons.
Yes.
Oh my God, I bet you didn't see that. The only way that you and I are going to receive the inheritance, the blessings, oh my God, the blessings that run it over, shake it together, run it over, press down, the blessings that we prophesy, the blessings that we're looking for. God said that we have to become sons.
Mm. Jesus.
A Oh, my God. We're no longer children. He says, look, you're no longer a slave. He says this here. He says, look, we have to be sons. God sent the spirit of his son into our hearts.
Yes.
So what are you saying? Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Yes. But he also says, once you receive Jesus, it says the Son of God is in the world, and we should be walking like sons too. Then Jesus says, greater works than we shall do when we go to the Father. He said, I send the Holy Ghost, and then the Holy Ghost is in you and I. So we are no longer walking around doing a phone like these children. Well, when I was growing up, the attributes of a child was to clay. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The attributes of a child is to play, is to pick. The attribute of a child is to throw a fit, throw a temper tantrum, get mad when they can't have their way. The attributes of a child is they don't want to eat what's presented. We have to make them eat. Oh, God, I'm going somewhere. Prophet is calling with this. Amen. I'm going somewhere with this. Those are the attributes of a child. A child doesn't know how to handle and abuse. A child doesn't know how to get in the kitchen and cook his own dinner. A child doesn't know how to prepare himself for the next day. A child has to be governed, oh God, by a parent or a guardian, or someone in that is mature. And Paul is saying to the church in Galatia, he says, some of you are acting like children. You're in the church, and you're throwing temper tantrums. You're in the church, amen, and you're throwing rocks. And you're in God's kingdom, amen, and you don't know how to rightly divide the word of truth. You're getting mad, amen, because things are not going your way. You're not ready to eat everything that's put on your plate. Paul says that you're acting like children, and if you're acting like children, then you're not sons of God. And if you're not sons of God, that means that you're not qualified to receive his inheritance. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Ooh, Lord.
And then he says, but he said, God sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts. The Spirit who calls out Abba Father. So you are no longer a slave, but a son. And since you are a son, God has made you an heir. Oh, my God. God, thank you for your word tonight. Thank you for your word. Thank you for the prophetic word that has gone into the hearts of your people. Oh, God, thank you right now, God, that those that were once immature, God, they are now, oh, God, they are now growing in your grace and in the knowledge of you. And, God, I thank you right now that even as I minister for the next few minutes, God, that you allow your spirit to touch everyone under the sound of my voice, God. Let you know that they're no longer chosen, but they are sons of God, and they're ready, and they're able now to receive the inheritance. In Jesus' name. God is saying to you and I right now, and let me just go ahead and be bold now. Prophet is Coleman. I already heard the word of God, and they already heard it, but it's now for the Holy Ghost to rise up. God says, it's time for you right now to stop acting like that you got boo-boo in your diapers all day.
Ooh,
have you ever seen a child that walks around with a dirty diaper all day? You can feel it on his face. Amen. Hallelujah. You can feel it on his face. You can smell the spit before that child walks in the room. Amen. Bible says that you from the pure place in the body of Christ, running around with their own people, not over the kingdom, not over the shepherd, but most of us have been crucified a lot, and most of us have been raised in the way of God. Most of us have heard the word of God. Most of us have seen the word of God. The God that gives us the time, that we're going to have to read his word with the truth. I'm so sick and tired of all of these things, reading the word of God to pray after the people, reading the word of God to confess. The Bible says, my brother, there's no time to look at him. In Christ Jesus, he got from the spirit and not from the flesh. He never had a spirit to look into you and not when you become the need of God and do no longer walk about some of your jobs in the wilderness. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The reason why the spirit of people here, hallelujah, walk around in the wilderness,
we have to grow up a little bit. We have to mature a little bit.
power. Amen. Hallelujah. I can thank you, Jesus, that if we spend all this time that we confess in the presence of God, why are we still acting like children?
Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
If you ever really want to make somebody real, all you got to do is watch their lifestyle. Watch.
Amen.
And return to adversity. You know how you can stand up and up in the face of God? You know, you come to do a lot of blood. Oh, God, hallelujah. Amen. And they still like their tree planted by the word of the Lord. Oh, God,
how
often you know that somebody's mature in the face of God? When somebody,
yes.
Amen, hallelujah, can step their mouth and act as if to come their way. That's a sign of a mature faith. You know they're lying. You know that they've got an art against you. But the Bible says that not by saying because the people do it. Neither be fearful can be arranged because they should finally cut down the bigger the grass. And it is a good faith that believe that particular process do not have to open their mouth.
Amen. Amen. My. Whew. Dr. My, you have went all up the United States on the left side and came back down on the right side. You know, I'm going to have to get more time on this show because I'm trying to write while you're talking, and I mean you are, Lord Jesus, let me tell you, my lines are tied up, folks trying to stay plugged in. I got a few people who I said something was going on with their phones, and I can see they were trying to time back in. Because you have really blessed us. If I had the time tonight, we would not be going offline in the next 10 minutes. I just wouldn't do it because I believe you have more in your belly, glory to God, to give to the body of Christ. Oh, my God.
Oh,
Jesus, Lord, have mercy. Saints, if y'all didn't get something from, and I know you did because you are still online. I can't even see some of the numbers. That's how many people have logged into tonight. Listen, before she get off this line, glory to God, because I am all about helping other people. I'm not one of those people who just want you to just be all stuck on me. I just think that's witchcraft. We are the body of Christ, and we should be supporting one another. And when God, we are the body, folks. That means some of y'all, the arms, the legs, the big toe, the little, you know, the small toe, the pinky, the neck, all that. We all work together. So get over yourself. If you think God called you and you're going to deliver the world by yourself, so go ahead and get off that island and join the rest of us. Dr. Williams, right now, give them all your information so they can contact you tonight.
Oh, yes. And it's such an honor, Dr. Coleman, and I know this is not the last time, but I do thank God for this opportunity, amen, to minister to the saints of God. I'm Dr. Coleman, to Tim Lynn. You can really catch me, hook me up on Facebook. I have three pages. I have my personal page, to Tim Lynn. I have Dr. Coleman, to Tim Lynn. I'm the pastor and founder of the LAM 2 Foundation here in the beautiful state of North Carolina. So you can catch me under LAMEMOHIM Ministry. Also, I am the host of the Everlasting Word TV broadcast. So you can also go on Facebook and you can look me under the Everlasting Word. And also, you can catch me on the Now Network, www.thenownetwork.org. I am on every Monday night with Jesus Carries. I'm on every Monday night at 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And if you have your mobile app, you can download it. You can text Now TV to 5244. So there's many ways that you can contact me. But Facebook really is the fastest avenue. My email, yes, maybe. But if you ever want to hear prophecy, and if you need for me to minister to you, pray for you, then Facebook will be the place. God is doing something great here. He's doing the miraculous. Stay tuned for my book, the Diary of the Prophetess and Prophetess Coleman. You'll be one of the first ones that I got to bless you with. But this is the book that I share my experiences as a wife, as a mother, as a pastor, and a prophetess. And I share some of the hurt that I've been through, that I am writing it in a one person view. I'm not bringing other people in. I'm sharing how I handle when people hurt me, how I handle handle discouragement and betrayal and deceit. So I want you guys to stay tuned to the prophets that you live. I'm humble. I'm grateful. I'm stirred up in the Holy Ghost. I decree salvation if you're not saved. We speak salvation. It's not hard. It's that Jesus coming through your life. We can't. And there you have it. You're saved. And then while you're saved, we just breathe the Holy Ghost into your life. Because it's the Holy Ghost that calls us to mature in the things of God. But I'm looking for some of you on the sound of my voice. Some of you have already know part of this announcement foundation is on the line. But I want to get to know some of you. I want to connect with you. I want to become your partner, your co-labor, your sister, your mentor, whatever position that you need. I believe that this is no accident. So hook me up tonight. I stay up late in the Holy Ghost. And we just going to see what God's going to do. But the prophet is Coleman, I'm telling you right now, God is mature enough to receive our medicine.
Yes. Yes. Yes, he is, doctor. Yes, he is. And I just want to thank God for you. I want to say this, and I want to say it on the air, you know, because the Lord is moving in a season that he's revealed to me, the new wineskin movement, and I'm telling you, you are one of the people that he knows he can use, and you're one of those kind of prophets you can move with the Holy Spirit, and you don't get stuck in one place too long, and you don't move too soon. That's why you have that fire you do. You're very authentic, and my God, your transparency have just blessed my life. And I want you guys to go on her page, Dr. Septima Williams. She's on Facebook. If not, go on my page, and you'll see her picture. You are, and I'm going to say this from one woman to another, and I'm married to a man, and I love my man. You are a beautiful woman on the outside. You are stunning. What makes you really shine, my sister, because I'm one woman who don't mind complimenting another woman, your inside matches your outside.
My God.
Honey,
thank
I thank God for you. I thank God for you. You are an example to women in the body of Christ. And you're right. You prophesied that right. You will be back on this show.
Thank you.
You will be back on TKD Global Broadcast. To you listeners who had an issue, this particular broadcast, you guys know, I keep some in the archive, so you can listen to her tomorrow. When you go to work, just go ahead and put this on your computer and let your nosy neighbor listen so they can get encouraged and get spirit, because y'all know to be peeking around the cubicle to see who you listening to and get all the information, because it's about extending arms and reaching the lost and building women and men up in the body of Christ. And we can do it when we love Lord and we are delivered and when we are transparent. And woman of God, thank you. I can't thank you enough. And one day I'm going to be able to bless you.
You already blessed me. You blessed me so much. And for one woman to admit, you are beautiful too, inside and out. Yes, you are.
Glory to God. Bless you. Amen. Amen. Well, listen, Global Family, you've tuned in to TKD Global Radio and Broadcast. Also, don't forget this Sunday, my father in the faith, Bishop Rodney S. Walker, and his wife, Pastor Betty Walker, they are celebrating with HCI Heritage Church International, 25 years of ministry. So come out this Sunday at 4 p.m. and celebrate. I'll be there. My family will be there. The bishop, his wife, glory to God, all the leaders and all the members. Amen. And we're going to have an awesome time in the Lord. If you're in the DMV area, the address is 2760 Crane Highway. That's Heritage Church International, 2760 Crane Highway, Waldorf, Maryland, 20601. That's my father in the faith, Bishop R.S. Walker, and his wife, Pastor Betty Walker, and the entire Heritage Church International, and they're celebrating 25 years of ministry. So come on out and celebrate. Let me tell y'all, I'm not going to go to sleep tonight. I'm just being honest, because I'm about to listen to this broadcast again, and because she blessed me, I want to make sure that all my notes are right, and let me tell you, she poured out. Glory to God. So keep this great woman lifted up. Go on her sites right now. Even if you're in Africa, Brazil, with all my Hawaiian family, come on right now. Go on there and show Dr. Prophetess September Williams some mad love, because y'all, she poured out amen tonight like none other. I love you, and until next time, I'll see you on the baddest, the hottest broadcast online, TKD Global Radio and broadcast. I love you with the love of the Lord. Have a blessed night. Bye-bye.
Sometimes what can I do? 'Cause I can't live without you.